Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Easy. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation, right? So, what's really funny, I want to jump on this. I know I had other stories lined up, but I've been telling you guys that when somebody says to you, oh, you're one of those deniers, you know, election deniers. No, you're not an election denier. What you want is real information. What you want is machines and where something doesn't look funky. What you want is when the state says to you they received 72,000 more ballots than they mailed out. You want answers to this, right? Think about it. And that's all I'm asking for. That's all many of us are asking for. Now, Tucker Carlson, I don't know if he did this recently or what, but he went down the road on one of these things. He says, it now appears this actually was a meaningful voter fraud in Fulton County, Georgia last November. Not a conspiracy. It's true, and it's fact. Right? And, you know, him and others have always tried to show you where the issues were. So what we know so far, where we're kind of sitting at a stalemate, there's at least 36 batches of mail-in ballots from the November election that were double counted in Fulton County. Never been pulled back out. That's 4,000 more votes that were counted than should have been. The final tally for the double counts that we know about now amounts to about 3,300 votes for Joe Biden, 865 votes for Donald Trump. Now, before you dismiss all this, right, keep in mind that the strongly leftist Atlantic Journal and Constitution agrees with this. The newspaper reviewed the available digital ballot images independently and concluded that hundreds of ballots were improperly duplicated. This is a left, hardcore, left-leaning newspaper. They said, yep, we got a problem. Can anybody explain how this could got through, how this happened? When you look at the surveillance footage, it shows a large number of ballots being scanned multiple times. And you'd have to go back and find this and look for it. But they even call it and say, look at the woman wearing yellow at the desk. Right? She slid a bunch of ballots in the scanning machine. She removed the ballots. Then she reinserted the same ballots. It happened multiple times. How many times were these ballots counted? What was each vote counted? Which one counted more than once? They won't answer any of these, though. One way to know the answer would be to check what called these audit, I guess I'm not familiar with these, some of you might be, audit tally sheets, right? For the months after the 2020 election, Fulton County failed to provide more than 100,000 of those tally sheets. 58,000 of them from mail-in ballots. What were they trying to hide? What were they afraid of? Just asking. The seven batches of ballot images were 554 votes for Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen. But see, they don't add up. They don't add up there. They don't add up in the chain. You know, the chain of custody. It just doesn't make any sense. And yet we're not allowed to say or ask any questions. We're not allowed to do anything. Just totally amazing to me. I mean, infuriatingly amazing. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, if you're in the tech world, you'll know these. You'll be familiar with this. Oregon parents were outraged when teachers exposed their students to sexually explicit language during, ready for this? Lessons on porn. But I thought they weren't doing that. Classroom material containing sexual explicit language was used to teach 10th grade students about the myths and pornography. Popular categories, childlike porn in an Oregon school district, prompted outrage on social media. The slides from the lesson on sexually explicit media informed students about, well, different types of pornography. I can't clean these up, by the way. Okay? So I'm just going to do it this way. Some of the things that we were teaching the kids were blank licking. Now, big blank licking. And, yeah, I can't. Other sexual type of things. Now, some of this stuff would make, well, yeah, it would make some grown-ups blush. Now, the Oregon Moms Union co-founder Mackenzie Pullman told the news source that the way they went about teaching it and some of the content that was on the slides was really explicit. Extremely explicit. I'm looking at it. I shouldn't have to. God bless. And they should. You know what? The parents are pushing to have those school board members recalled. They should do it. They shouldn't even hesitate. They should just do it. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to know what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come to your host. Always I'm laughing because you knew it was coming. 855-RO-JOEY, 5572-5563. You know, it just doesn't stop. This doesn't make you crazy, nothing will. All right? I'm looking at a video right now. Migrants in Brownsville, Texas, they're opening packets from DHS. They're using government-issued cell phones after they've been processed. And some of their court dates, when you look at the paperwork, go out to 2027. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. Right? So your tax dollars are paying for this. The phone. I mean, how long are we going to pay for it? Forever and ever and ever? It's just amazing. And this administration is absurd. Absolutely, probably the worst administration we've ever had. So until you decide, I don't know any other way to put this, right? Until you decide to really, truly engage, to make sure that you're walking areas, you know, in the next election. And, you know, again, most states now have ballot harvesting. Why don't you do it? Find out what's real and what's true. All right? And do it. Find out what you're allowed to do legally. Go knocking on those doors. Do what they do. They did it to friends of ours. I think they even did it to us. You go there. Go to the house. You knock on the door. Just want to let you know the ballots are due in here next weekend or the weekend after. Want to know if you had any questions. Can I help you out? I'm from the local, guaranteed vote party. I don't know. Whatever the name of it is. And help them with those ballots. Help them get them in. Make sure they get mailed. Make sure they get dropped off. There's drop-off places everywhere. Well, at least in California there is. And places that make you nuts. Anyway, 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-5563. You know, and again, it's just so much happening. And we need to get our head around. All right, and you guys really know what, some of you, you really know what a debt ceiling is all about. I don't think y'all do. You like how I said that, y'all? I don't think y'all really do. Now, and what does it mean for us? What kind of trouble can we really get in? Now, O'Leary Ventures Chairman Kevin O'Leary, Representative French Hill, Republican out of Arkansas, they were talking recently about lifting the Title 42 and the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations, right? So the government could default on its debt within a matter of weeks. That's jeopardizing payments to millions and millions and millions of Americans, which they wouldn't have to do, frankly. They didn't spend so much of your money overseas. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she warned last week that the country could run out of money as early as June 1. That's if legislators don't raise or suspend the national borrowing limit. She goes on to say this would be a huge hit to the economy. Really an economic catastrophe. If Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, the president will have to make some decisions about what to do with the resources we do have. Yeah, lay off a bunch of people. How's that sound? We're way heavy on that side of the aisle, or that side of the government in D.C., most people don't even know what the debt ceiling is, right? And how it affects individual Americans. Seriously. So for those of you who really don't understand it, the debt ceiling right now, it's up over $31 trillion. All right? That's the legal limit on the total amount of debt that the government can borrow on behalf of the public. $31 trillion. They have been given permission to borrow that much money to pay bills for the public. The problem is, how did we get bills that high? How did it happen? All that money we gave the foreign governments, hoping they would be our allies, be our friends. Where are you now with that? Now, if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit, the Treasury would, well, they'd pretty much enter uncharted territory. They'd be incapable of paying bills. They couldn't cut checks. Right? Including Social Security checks. The government department would be unable to issue any more bills or bonds, would instead have to rely on tax revenue and emergency accounts to pay the bills. Now, the worst case scenario, the U.S. would be so cash-strapped that it would have to delay its payment of interest principal on our nation's debt. You mean they would have to delay mostly the interest to China. Wow. Wouldn't that be heartbreaking? Although China would use it to its advantage. Government bumped up against that limit in January, prompting the Treasury Department to initiate a series of actions known as extraordinary measures intended to stave off a default. Technical default would also have to severe consequences for millions of people. Again, Social Security would get paid, veterans would get paid, U.S. military employees. right? They all go likely unpaid. You need to make a big deal of this because Joe could prioritize those over other bills that we pay. The dire warning comes amid a lengthy standoff over the debt limit. Now, it's not been a lengthy standoff. I mean, you've got to reduce the debt. You've got to reduce spending. Not going to stop till you do. You know, and Joe Biden claims, yes, I'm standing tough. I told him, we're not going to default. Default is not an option. Let's get this thing worked out. Well, what he means by that is get down on your knees, grovel to me, and tell me that you're willing to come towards me. Although, can you imagine being alone in the room with, well, whatever. A meeting between Biden and McCarthy and other congressional leaders scheduled for Friday now has been postponed to next week. They're in trouble. They can't see eye to eye. My fear is that Republicans have always given in on this. They've never held strong. They've never held solid. And we need them to. They have to. Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Now, if the U.S. fails to raise or suspend the debt limit, it would have to temporarily default on some of its obligations. It could be a real problem, you know, all across the planet. Right? Interest rates will spike. Demand for Treasury bills will drop. Even the threat of default can cause borrowing costs to increase. But you know what? Maybe you should have come to the table earlier. Maybe you should have pushed to make something change earlier. Right? What's so bad about that? God forbid. They want to make the Republicans look as bad as humanly possible. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Oh, God. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Local officers in southern border towns raising concern about the current surge of immigration. West Texas DPS Regional Director Jose Sanchez says the situation is a disaster and the Biden administration is to blame.
What were you doing during the 2 years? Why are you waiting till now on D-Day of the end of Title 42 to start deploying resources and coming up with a plan?
Sanchez says he has not gotten any help from the feds and worries there may be civil unrest soon. The Biden administration also now directing Customs and Border Protection protection to begin releasing immigrants into the country without court dates or the ability to track them. The head of J.P. Morgan Chase is warning that a U.S. default could cause a financial panic. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon said the bank will begin daily meetings about the debt ceiling on May 21st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I think I know how to hit the button right now, right? We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. We're talking about the debt ceiling, how it affects you, and why. Now, Biden says default is not an option. We can't do that. That's not who we are. But he won't lower anything. We don't need to be spending all that money all across the globe, especially in countries now that are no longer our allies. They've gone over to the dark side. So that's what they're screaming about. He's screaming that's going to happen. Now, some of you sent me a couple of emails. No, maybe we should default. Maybe we should make it so they can't trust us. Right? You know what I'm saying here? They can't trust us with their money to pay a lousy interest rate, let alone the money for the whole thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, if you think about it, if you do a little bit, just a little bit of work, you'll find out what the truth is. And not a little work, tried to translate CNN or MSNBC or any one of those. No. The ones that are online, they're actually doing the work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, I said it before, I'll say it again. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the solution. It truly is the only way. The only way you win, right? And now with what they're being taught in school, you're the only one. You're the only one that can fix all this. You, Grandma. You, Mom. You may be the only one to straighten the kid up because you're the only one next to the teacher. I thought that was amazing when I found this out a while back. You're the only one they trust. This is what they see. I told you this already. Next to the mom, dad, or whatever, the most trusted person in a school district or in a town, right, is who? It's a teacher. High school teachers, you know, are on top of all of that. So this is why it's important. It's important you talk to your kids. They've been talked to all day long. Right? They've been talked to all day long about things that you don't want to be part of. You don't want them to be part of the things that they don't, they should need to know. Really that simple. Anyway, Jim Jordan came out. He says, a four-hour inquiry with former CIA Director Brennan further confirmed that this thing was all political. Right? Suppressing Hunter's laptop. Now, the Gateway pundit reported earlier that a former CIA Director John Brennan on Thursday hobbled into a closed-door interview with the GOP Committee on Weaponizing to testify for the 2020 election. After 4 hours of grilling, Representative Jim Jordan said Brennan just further confirmed the letter signed by 51 former officials was all political. He further confirmed that the thing was all political. Jordan told Jesse Waters that, hey, Brennan was the one who put it out there. Brennan, Mike Morrell, 49 of the former Intel officials signed the letter. And again, they didn't sign on as Mike Morrell, private citizen exercising his First Amendment right. John Brennan, a citizen, a private citizen. They signed on as former acting director of the CIA, former head of the CIA. So they used their job titles. They were in there in that capacity. Give that some thought. He said it can be recalled in October 2020, just days after the presidential election. 51 former intelligence officials, they signed to publish the letter, basically calling it all, everything in Hunter's laptop, Russian disinformation. And based on what they saw already and the way the data was laid out, it was definitely from a Russian hack. They were sure about that, except now they're not sure about that. Like I said, never stops, right? James Clapper and John Brennan, they're going to be forced to testify before the House Weaponization Subcommittee about the statement they signed in 2020. Knowing that Hunter Biden's laptop was real, that it was a problem, they signed that it wasn't. So they lied. They lied under oath. They lied on a letter. I mean, seriously, impacting an election. Isn't that kind of what some of these other people have brought up on for the January 6th? Founder of Justin News, John Solomon, he obtained an email showing former CIA Director Mike Morrell, the guy who organized the Spies Who Lie letter. That's a great idea, right? Pleading with Obama CIA Director John Brennan to sign his name to the letter. Now, according to a report, Washington Examiner, one of the signers of the Hunter Biden laptop letter said an active CIA employee pushed him to sign it. Now, David Kareens, a former intelligence analyst for the CIA, he told Congress investigators that he and his wife, Janice Kareens, a former operations support officer for the CIA, signed a letter with one former intelligence official after a member of the CIA, talked to them. That member was from the Classification Review Board. Now, again, these guys were all working together, talking about the same stuff, what the issues were, why they needed signed, all of that. And where did he get them? Where did he get them? Did they really get what they were looking for? I don't think so. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I think that Georgia is starting to see the light. I see little cracks in what's going on. Right? Watching what's happening. Listening to some of the testimonies there in Georgia. And you can't deny that these things are out there. They're coming out, right? The things that have to do with the ballots. Georgia Court of Appeals, they've returned the 2020 counterfeit ballot case back to the lower court. In other words, you need to look at this. There's a problem here. You need to look at it. You need to fix it. You need to work it out. The Georgia Court of Appeals, they issued that order to the Fulton County counterfeit ballot case back to the Superior Court. Now, the ruling gives citizen taxpayers and residents standing to sue the government officials, especially the ones who violated that law. Now, the very far left Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they wrote, the Georgia Court of Appeals on Thursday reviewed a lawsuit by election skeptics who want to search for fraudulent ballots for 2020 presidential race. Now, this is 2.5 years after it was decided. Why are we still doing this, they say? Because we want justice. They're not going to pull them out of that seat. We get it, but we want justice. The appellate court sent the case back to the judge to decide whether to allow an outside review of Fulton County's 147,000 original absentee ballots. The lead plaintiff in the case, Garland Favorito of the group, said that he hopes to finally be able to find suspicious-looking ballots. Look, it ain't that hard. I do not know why. Well, actually, we do know why. All right, stupid me. I was going to say, I don't know why they wouldn't let them look at the ballots in the beginning. They could have moved through them, put this to bed, and had a lot more to stand on as it is now. And the fact that they found them 2.5 years later is a big deal. And I hope they better be checking for them. Who signed them? What they look like, print-wise. Remember, one of them, the machines kept getting jammed up because the ballots weren't the right ballots. Somehow they shrunk. Again, it's just amazing to me. And it's going to go on and on and on. Until somebody actually goes to jail. Right? Anybody else? That's what I think. Okay, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, you can watch live, listen live, just get involved. They changed the website a little bit for me, but joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8000. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, It was sparks from me. Your handy chains. Dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
They should have buses ready to go to put these people on and send them there, wherever there is. D.C., Chicago, wherever, right? Remember? And so somebody just sent me a video where Texas just sent another boatload to another city. Oh, actually, no, this one went to Kamala Harris's residence. Right? A whole busload of people. Remember last time she was out there, big smile on her face, welcome. Didn't let any of them in the house, though. You would think she'd at least bring them lemonade or something. There were 30 of them. So he was nice. And, you know, again, great place to drop them. Just make sure there's movie cameras around. Videos. Make sure they see what you're doing. Because that's sort of what you'll get to the back now to get to be quiet. Anyway. Oh, and yes. Jean Carroll, well, she might sue Trump again after his violent comments during the CNN town hall meeting. Some people are like, we just shut up so we get this over with. No. Don't let her just lay it out there, especially if it's not true. If it's true, you'll get hung. Right? They will nail you to the wall in the court. The Manhattan jury reached that verdict, right? The defamation case. Now, Jean Carroll said, alleged that Donald Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the 90s. This stuff just never stops, you know? The jury found Trump sexually abused and defamed Carroll and ordered him to pay $5 million. Trump blasted Jean during Wednesday night's CNN town hall, right? What kind of women meet somebody, bring them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room? I mean, and, oh, yeah, she didn't like that. Now Carol's threatening to sue Trump again. Well, she's a public figure now. Everything's on the table, obviously. We have to give serious consideration to it. Yeah, and that was her lawyer. Anything to make a few bucks. We have to weigh the various pros and cons and how come to a decision next day or so, probably. Notice it said he would come to a decision. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Ms. Carroll said on Thursday morning that she had been asleep as Mr. Trump talked about her on the town hall program. She said that her lawyer, Roberto Kaplan, had sent her the transcript. It's just stupid. It's just disgusting, vile, foul. It wounds people, Ms. Carroll said in an interview. She added that she had been insulted by better people. Ooh, I'm hurt. But listen, here's the deal. What did he say? He didn't do it? He's going to fight her? This is nothing but lies? Why is that a problem? No, in all seriousness, why would that be a problem? I want the truth told. We all do, right? And if we get the truth told, or truth be told, whatever words you want to use, then we can move on from there. But you can't keep playing these games and saying that he didn't do it. How is that defamation? Oh, because it makes her look like a liar. We've never seen that before, have we? Professor Ford and so many others. Really funny how the ones that come out against the right come out of the woodwork. And again, when you look at guys like Joey B., where's his accuser? What happened to them? They kind of went away. Never to be seen again. And that's just nuts in every way, shape, manner, or form. All right. Who goes crazy whenever a book is pulled from the library? Right? They start screaming. They start yelling. You're banning books. You should be banning books. My kids need to see those books. My kid might be gay or lesbian or transgender. Need to see those books. Now, two students I filed a formal complaint saying that the Bible is inappropriate and should not be in on the shelves of a public school. No one should get to cherry pick based on their own ideologies which books belong in schools. Now, this is them attacking the Bible because there are people attacking these soft porn books like Gender Queer, like this book is gay. Look, even if those books showed illustrated heterosexual sex, we would still be against them. It is not the place for it. High school library is not the place for it. Now, it's unclear whether the kids were actually serious or whether they were just making a point about pro-gay books. Nevertheless, the school district decided to take it seriously. Now, if they banned that book, banned the Bible, right, I don't see how there can't be a lawsuit at that point in time. Really? Now, here's the difference. I know some of you are going to say, have you read Psalms? Where's the illustrations of pornography in the Bible? Where is it? And the Bible's got something on its side, right? Religious liberty and freedom of speech. But you don't go through there, and there's no illustrations of oral sex being performed, is there? But see, the left wants to just muddy it all up. Because of my extensive personal research on 52 books that compile the Holy Bible, the fact that it's accurate scientifically, historically, it provides hope for anyone who seeks to learn more about God. I'll not be voting to have it removed. That's according to board member Greg Chapman. Did you ever imagine, I got to ask, did you ever imagine that you would live in a country, almost said state, where how-to books promoting gay sex would be permissible in a school library But Dr. Seuss, Little House on the Prairie, and the Bible would be banned. Let that kind of percolate in your head. How asinine that is. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Stay involved. Stay engaged. Just be part of the whole thing. All right, you got this. You guys probably knew this was coming anyway. Newsmax, now among the most trusted media. Right? I mean, The Economist and YouGov's 2023 Trusted Media Survey is out this week. It ranks Newsmax among the most favorably viewed cable networks in the U.S. The new survey showed that 29% of the U.S. adults describe Newsmax as trustworthy or very trustworthy. You want to know how the rest of them fared, if you would? CNN showed up at 39%, Fox News 38, MSNBC 36, Bloomberg 30, and Newsmax 29. Right? It's just, so it's just amazing. Newsmax overall trustworthiness is increasing among the public. It grew from 24% in March to 29%. More and more people are turning in. More and more people are paying attention. So again, really, when you look at this, people just want information. Right? That's what I want. I want you to give me information. Let me figure it out on my own. Lay out for me, you know, again, where the pros and cons are. Or show me where the pros and cons are. Let me figure it out on my own. It's really that simple. And you're seeing more and more that in these surveys, you are seeing more and more conservatives leaving Fox, leaving some of those other news sources and going over to Newsmax. Which, frankly and honestly, is something they should be doing anyway. All right, let's talk a little bit about Bobby Kennedy Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., whatever you want to call him, RFK Jr. And some of you have written to me based on some of the comments I made. You think I'm going to vote for this guy? No. No. But, man, he is one of the most sane Democrats you've heard speak. Next to Tulsi Gabbard. Maybe you should do an RFK and Tulsi Gabbard ticket, right? I'm just saying. He said he would make the border impervious if elected. Because it needs to be. We can't have these kind of borders. Right? Kennedy, who has nabbed nearly 20% of the presidential Biden's Democrat primary supporters, he caught up on the phone with Fox News Digital. The nephew of President John F. Kennedy pledged that if elected president, he would make the border impervious. You know, they all got these ideas. Well, how would he do it? He said, I'll make it that way. He said, we cannot release people, illegal aliens, across the border. But we also need to recognize that we have a humanitarian crisis. We need to fix the policies that have caused this mass migration. Right? We have decades of U.S. foreign policy that have imposed just too much austerity on people, on these dictatorships. We've got to stop it. But he doesn't really give a clear-cut plan. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to so many other shows. You've chosen this one, and I personally very much appreciate it. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Do nothing stupid, because I want you back with me tomorrow.